Hey there, Calm Queens. Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of chill in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, pushing yourself to the limit day after day? Like there's just not enough time or energy to be kind to yourself amidst the chaos. You know that feeling when your inner voice is more of a drill sergeant than a supportive friend? Well, honey, it's time for a little reality check. We need to talk about self-compassion. It's not just a trendy buzzword, it's the secret sauce to unlocking true peace and happiness in our hectic lives. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, where being busy is practically a badge of honor. But here's the thing. Constant striving with that self-care can leave us burnt out, drained, and honestly, a little resentful towards ourselves. We need to flip the script. Self-compassion isn't about giving yourself a free pass or indulging in every whim. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer to your best friend going through a tough time. Think about it. If your bestie was stressed out, overwhelmed, or struggling, what would you say? You need to push harder, get it together. Nope. You'd probably offer a listening ear, a comforting hug, and words of encouragement. So why wouldn't we extend that same grace and understanding to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly nagging you about what you're doing wrong. Yeah, it's time to put that critic on a timeout. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes, acknowledge them with kindness. Okay, I messed up this time, but that's okay. I can learn from it and do better next time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races a mile a minute? We're constantly bombarded with information and excitations, leaving us feeling scattered and overwhelmed. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, or even just a simple cup of tea. It helps calm the mental chatter and create space for self-compassion to blossom. 3. Set realistic expectations. Honey, let's be real. You can't do it all. Trying to juggle every responsibility and expectation can lead to burnout and resentment. Learn to prioritize what truly matters and delegate or say no to things that drain your energy. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and well-being. 4. Celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, every victory deserves recognition. Did you finish a tough project? Ace that presentation? Cook a delicious meal? Take a moment to acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. You deserve it. This helps build self-esteem and fosters a sense of pride in yourself. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones, make sure you prioritize self-care practices that bring you joy and rejuvenation. Imagine this. You're tackling a challenging project at work, feeling the pressure mounting. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you take a deep breath and remind yourself, "This is tough, but I've got this." You focus on one step at a time, celebrating small wins along the way. And when you hit a roadblock, you don't beat yourself up, you acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. See? Self-compassion isn't about perfection, it's about showing up for yourself with kindness, understanding, and unwavering support. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and care even when things get tough. So go ahead, treat yourself with the same compassion and grace you would offer to someone you adore. You deserve it. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one small act of self-compassion you can commit to today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And remember, Queen, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.